Welcome to another of the Heavy Foreign Sports Podcast, where you don't have to be, but here, I might have tried this out. We got Howie Foreman here. How are you doing?
Always great to be here, Ellie.
I'm Ellie Foreman, your host. I am doing amazing. Howie, tell us who was cut by the Ravens a few days ago.
So, cut by the Ravens, former Pittsburgh Steeler. Former New York Jet, now former Baltimore Ravens.
And former Chief. Former Chief.
He was on the Super Bowl loss team?
I think so.
Oh. I didn't realize that.
He made it to the Super Bowl. Howie, you gotta bring me through what happened with Antonio Brown few minutes ago.
So there's new news that Antonio Brown, former chef, he had a chef who lived with him and prepared meals.
Yeah.
He is saying that Antonio Brown purchased a fake vaccine card.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that's true. I just don't think it's true. But do the Buccaneers cut him if he gets suspended?
If he is found to have done this, the Buccaneers are going to have to cut him.
Yeah. But I think about this is that I think the same with you. But so tonight there's a football game. Falcons versus Patriots. You know what I think is going to happen? Then I'll let you say. Oh, I think the Falcons are going to go a 28-3. But this time, hang on to the lead and win 28-16. Howie, what do you think about this game?
Well, just related to what you just said, apparently I think the Falcons were down 28-3.
They were up 20. They were down 20.
And their social media account posted, we know, which I think is very funny.
Yeah.
Of course, we're referring to the 28-3 collapse that the New England Patriots inflicted upon the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl. Now, in terms of what's going to happen tonight, as a Bucs fan, it's very hard to know what you want. You want Mac Jones to win, knowing that that means that maybe it's Belichick rather than Brady, who was the brilliant architect.
I want Falcons.
But the Falcons winning then puts them only one loss. You know, they have one more loss than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so I'm not so thrilled with that. I would like Atlanta to play a good game, but ultimately to lose.
Yeah. What's your score?
My score? Patriots 28, Falcons 3.
Controlling them. Just like Brady does. Let's go. I think Jacoby Myers is gonna get another touchdown. By the way, Jacoby Myers scored his first touchdown last week. And that's what I call it. How do you feel about Jacoby Myers scoring his first touchdown?
Well, happy for him. It was a really nice touchdown. He had to break a tackle.
Yeah, it finally happened. Like 150 games. 39 games. No, like 50 games. Something like that. Got to play with all-time legends. Mac Jones. Tom Brady. And Cam Newton. Three all-time legends. A lot of MVPs in total of that. I don't think any of them are from that. So the NL MVP came out. What do you have to feel about that? And tell us who won it.
So Bryce Harper won it. I'm really waiting for the AL MVP. I just want to see Shohei Ohtani get that. He was such an electric player, such an exciting player this year.
Yeah. Well, who do you... Bryce Harper won the NL MVP. We got to see him play. I think we got to see him hit a home run.
He did a home run that tied up that game.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. The deep center field.
Yeah. So they had Mike Schmidt announce the winner, and once he came on, I just knew it was Bryce Harper. You might have cursed a little bit on live television, but it's Mike Schmidt. How do you feel? What was your reaction when he won?
I thought that it was very cool when Bryce Harper got the award and said, "Nice to bring another MVP home to Washington, D.C.
Did he actually?
No. But that's what he said when he signed with the Phillies, right?
Yeah.
He said he's going to bring a World Series back to D.C.
And they actually won it that year.
D.C. did win it, but it was true.
So, Howie, I want you to do an outro today.
All right. We'd like to thank our listeners. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Anchor.
Right.